And we are back, episode 3 of Charlie and Me. Welcome to the live recording. We have our first in-show live audience. Just one.
Woo, yeah!
That's exactly what it's going to sound like. It's literally just one guy sitting here listening to us. Many of you know I'm on vacation with a good family friend of mine, John Shumway, and first live audience. So we welcome a live audience today, and any laughs in the background come from him. Secondly, big updates. We got a website. Check us out. Follow us on, I guess you don't really follow websites, do you? You can follow us on Twitter. We have a Twitter.
We do have a Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter. That'd be cool. _CharlieandMe. Twitter's weird when you're making them. That was that. Making the name was the hard part.
Yeah. Bio was the easy part.
Yeah. But then find us online, charlieandme.org. All the updated podcasts, as soon as they come out, as soon as we put them out, first place they go. We'll forward the link on from there. But yeah, find us online, and we look forward to you following more. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you're not friends or family of Charlie and I don't know why you're listening to this, so thank you. Yeah, we'll get going. I'm currently in the Cayman Islands. It's great. It's not the Midwest. It's not a million degrees negative.
Fun fact for you, it snowed today here in Chicago.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
I think you're winning.
Yeah, it was. We had a little rain in the morning, and then it was 85, and then I went on a snorkel and saw a stingray. It was a pretty tough day.
Yeah.
I had 3 or 4 beers before 5 o'clock. Yeah, it was great. But
5 o'clock somewhere.
All in all, it's been a great weekend, I guess. My weekend's been pretty amazing. Charlie, how was your weekend? Besides, obviously, the great part of Friday, but go ahead.
The great part of Friday. Yeah, Grant flew out of Chicago, so he came and visited me. That was awesome. Friday, and then I had a couple more friends come up on Saturday. I spent some good time with them. Fun part for me, Sunday, going to the zoo. Went to the Lincoln Park Zoo. Saw all those animals. It was great.
What was your favorite animal?
You know, they don't have a tiger, but it would have been a tiger. But they do have a lion, and when we were there, the lion started growling and prowling to protect its rock, Pride Rock. That was pretty cool.
It's too bad they didn't have a tiger, though.
Too bad you don't have a tiger, because you know why?
Why?
Tiger's back.
Second place.
Second place, Valspar. And when he hit that putt on 17, I got back to my apartment 2 minutes before that putt dropped. He dropped it, and I literally, like, clapped out loud. Like, no one was here, but I was clapping.
Unbelievable.
It's just, he makes golf more enjoyable. I love golf regardless. He takes it to the next level. Golf's a 5-star sport. When Tiger's in it, it's a 6-star sport.
I almost hated Paul Casey for when he was going through his winning speech. He was like, yeah, and I beat Tiger, like, the first time in my career. And I was like, this guy's on a comeback trail, and you're going to put him down like that? Really?
Back surgeries have you had?
Yeah, asshole. Yeah, but he was playing with a lot of emotion. Good for Paul Casey. Good story there.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I wish I could have seen more of it, but I guess they don't get the golf channel down here. DirecTV cuts off at, like, Cuba. So, anyway. It was fun. It was a fun weekend. It's been a fun vacation. And I think we got a good interview coming here for you today. Our friendly update is coming in with a good friend of ours, and good friend of the shows. I'm not sure he's listened to one show yet, but we've called a couple people that are you know, involved in our class. This guy's a little younger than us, still involved on the team that we met most of our friends on. And so we'll give Sam Carlson a call here shortly. And also, Sam inhabits the place that Charlie and I spent 3 solid years living in together.
LGC, what a place.
Lincoln Gentlemen's
Hey,
Club.
Hey, Sam. Welcome to the podcast, Charlie and Me.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
No, we have some questions lined up for you.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to kick things
First
off,
of all, right? No, I got a good question right away, Charlie. Sorry, I know you had one lined up. Where are you guys going to spring break?
Yeah, we're going back to Panama City Beach, same house as last
Same year. House? Anyone bringing a hammock? Anyone bringing a
I think we got two or three people bringing hammocks this year.
Good.
The forecast isn't looking great. You know, it might get a rain a few nights, but they'll just have to deal with it.
So, Sam, we have a bunch of other questions for you as well, but we'll keep going. I was just interested, you know, lots of great experiences with spring break, you know. It's the first time I saw Charlie's penis.
Oh, we got 29 people coming this year, so it's going to be a beautiful shit show.
God. We had, what, 25 last year?
22, I think.
That was a lot.
Yeah, and now it's 29. We've got 6 cars driving down total.
Wow, what a time.
Yeah, what a time. It'll be something.
Let me tell you, as now a member of the working force, enjoy it, because I really wish I had a spring break right now.
Yeah, I
bet. Sam, as also a member of the working force, they pay you to take a spring break now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind getting paid to take a spring break. Gonna be honest.
It's great.
All right. Let's kick this interview off. All right. Sam, what's your favorite story about Grant and I?
Well, I think the one I remember most is when you two beat us in 2 rounds of beer pong by Circle of Deathing us.
That's right.
And we both had to do naked laps around the house. Just, you know, the sheer devastation of getting beat by only taking one shot is it's pretty sad.
Yeah. So, hey, speak into the mic, Sam.
Okay. Am I being too quiet?
No, you're good.
There you go.
You're
good. That's good.
Okay.
All right. Grant, what's the next question?
Yeah. No, I got you. That's good. I'm always happy when I can make Sam Carlson get naked and run around a house.
Yeah.
Everyone has to run around the house.
Yeah. Everyone has to do it every now and then. You know, I don't need it like once, but whatever.
First time ever going to that house, freshman year. I got whooped. CJ and Brian Anderson beat me.
You know, I've never been a big, or not big, but never been a good beer pong player myself. Not my specialty.
It's Canadian. It's not a Canadian sport.
That's all right. Yeah, it's not curling. So we respect it. We respect it. Sam, well, first of all, congrats on the big. Was number 34 this year? Indoor conference title?
Yep, number 34. Beautiful pick.
34. Give us the rundown. I didn't follow any of it. I want the rundown within a minute. I want it quick. Men's rundown. Women's is important, but not to me.
Okay. Women won, I don't know, a lot in a row as well. Couldn't give you the exact number. Other than that, we had a guy take second in the mile, Carl Walker. I take second in the 800. Carl Kozlowski, a freshman. We had other big performances by some distance guys. 4x4 took second. I mean, I personally took seventh in the 600. But
there you go, points.
Other than that, you know, good shows all around. We sent, I think, 2 guys to nationals. Maybe 1 guy to nationals for throws. Other than that, you know. Same old, same old.
I like to hear it. I like to hear it. TNG.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's good. How was how's Pete taking 34? Is he happy? What's he saying these days?
He was just ecstatic. You know, he told us he was gonna go celebrate. You know, go home. Maybe watch some Cheers. Maybe stay up until 11 that night. But you know, other than that. Same old Pete.
Same old
Pete.
You know,
just another dub for him.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know who Pete Wareham is, Pete Wareham is, we've been trying to get him on the podcast. He doesn't respond to my texts anymore, though. And he's pretty much a just coach through and through, He's always been a coach.
He's a badass ass kicker.
He is by definition a badass ass kicker, and you know, that's it. But what, Sam? More along that note, we were thinking, we were like, what do you think Sam's favorite Pete-ism is? Your favorite thing that Pete Wareham says, and it can't be lose or does. It can't be lose weight, because he's never told you to lose weight, and other people he has, but...
Yeah, you know what? This year, you know, because compared to the last, he's just getting nicer. You know, I noticed that, but I mean, he still has his moments, you know? He'll still, drop the F-bomb here and there, but this year, you know, he's getting a little off on timing. We'll run a rep, finish and say, you know, a 30 for a 200, and I'll clock us at maybe a 31 or 32. And, you know, he gives us a little, am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
he gives us a little shit for it, but then we tell him what time we got, and he just kind of grumbles to himself, and we carry on.
He never has his watch
so,
right.
So, Pete... Yeah. It's ironic that the guy that runs a timing service never has the time right on our reps, or never did have the time right on our reps, right?
Whenever you try to like incorporate it, like we'd wear the chips for the track workouts, and they just never work. It's like, how do you get paid for this? but then we work for him.
And more they'll get this year. I'm still waiting for him to bring him out.
Yeah, usually comes around outdoor.
That's great. Yeah, Pete's. I think my favorite thing Pete ever said was to Charlie. He said, "You're just this close to being good," and he holds his fingers.
This short of being good. I didn't know it was a jab at my height.
It was a jab at his height the whole time. It had to have been.
Or that was my best workout of freshman year, in sophomore year. My best workout of sophomore year, and he just goes, "Yeah, you're just short of being really good," and I was like. Thanks. We're trying. Text him a couple weeks in a row now.
I think I'm just gonna be persistent. At some point, he's gonna come on. I'm not worried about it.
I'm just gonna write him a check and be like, "Hey, Pete, you got some money to donate to the team if you come on our podcast."
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. We'll get him.
Sam.
All right, Sam. Next question.
Go ahead.
What's the best part about being an NCAA athlete? Is it selling your soul to the devil, or are there any other perks that you can think of?
The best part about NCAA athletes is that the NCAA, allows me to pursue my dreams of a nice balance of being a student and an athlete. They really let me prosper. They really have me in mind when I sign those papers at the start of the year. You know, they really love me. I feel like they really look out for me.
So, do you ever feel like you go to bed hungry at night?
You should be
compensated for the $5 you made at that indoor conference meet?
I do.
For the school.
I do feel taken advantage of sometimes just the amount of sheer profit I drive into the school. But other than that, one of my few meals being tossed my way every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be an NCAA. We're a pro NCAA podcast. We like the NCAA. Yeah. So we appreciate your feedback. Great feedback. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads us into my last and final question for you here.
Okay.
I know you're correct me if I'm wrong, you're majoring in real estate and finance.
That would be correct.
Yeah, so I'm not wrong. So thanks for not correcting me. Appreciate that.
Good question, Greg.
So what You want to give yourself a little plug here. What are your goals like? What are you looking for? What are you looking to do in 2 years when you're not in school anymore?
Well, 2 years, I hope to be employed, hopefully with either a real estate development company or something along commercial brokerage for real estate.
We got a lot of good listeners that listen to this podcast that I'm sure looking for strapping young men like yourself.
Can they find you on LinkedIn?
They can find me on LinkedIn. That's Sam Carlson with a K. You can email me at KRL5950 at St. Thomas.
Yeah, I don't really care anymore. Actually, I had a better question for you.
I'm trying to take advantage of this.
I think you got just about all of it.
You
are you a pretty good speller though? Can you spell?
I'd like to say I'm in probably the top 10th percentile in the world of spelling.
Fortunately, I'm at 5%. So.
All right.
I think we're having a little spelling bee right now.
I know that not to be true, but let's do this.
All right.
All right, this is going to be fun. All right, Sam, so here's how the rules work. I explain it every time, but basically, first time around, I'll ask Charlie a question, and if he gets it wrong, you have a chance to steal that question from him. There's two rounds, and they both run that way. The second time, you'll be first. If you guys tie, as in one wins one round, we go to an overtime round in which you don't get to steal questions. You just get your own question. Does that make sense? Are you comfortable? You comfortable with the game?
I am extremely comfortable. Yeah.
All right, bring it on.
All right, Charlie, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Your word is prerequisite.
Oh goodness! Can we shorten that to prereq?
Nope.
Prerequisite.
Yep.
Prerequisite. Right? Prerequisite. Can you say it again, please?
Prerequisite.
Prerequisite. Oh God. Oh, P-R-E-R-E-C. Can you say it again?
Prerequisite.
W-I-S-T. I don't know. I can't sound that one out. Hey, no using spell check here, Sam. This is the honor system.
Okay.
Sam, do you need the word repeated?
Yeah, give me repeated once.
Prerequisite.
All right. Prerequisite.
Yeah. That's a winner.
I'm so far off.
Yeah, Charlie, the cues are hard.
I gave up half. I got the, okay.
I heard that little pause from deciding if it was a C or not.
Yep, from down there. If it was downhill from there.
It's funny because the way we film this, Charlie and I FaceTime each other, then I record it on my phone. And so I try to keep a straight face when Charlie's spelling. That's probably the most difficult part of this spelling.
I know. I look for you for clues, and I don't get them.
All right, Sam. Sam, you're up. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Fundamental.
F-U-N-D-A-M-E-N-T-A-L.
That's right, yeah. All right, Charlie. No, Charlie, you still have a chance to tie this one.
Okay.
And still push overtime. You ready?
Yeah.
Fashion.
Are you kidding me?
I'm a little concerned on this one.
Oh, God. I'm going to write it out a couple different times so one looks better. Oh, this is not good. They're all blurring together.
You been drinking tonight?
Yeah.
Me too.
Wine guy. Fashion. F-A-S. That can't be right.
Is there a time limit?
I don't know. I don't know that I could possibly give him a time limit on this one.
F-A-S-H-I-O-N.
F-A-S-H-I-O-N. That's correct! That's correct! Holy shit! That pushes overtime. I'm curious. I'm curious to look at that pad of paper and see what was. what do you think was wrong? I think one of those is fascist. That's pretty bad. All right, overtime. Welcome to overtime. You guys each get your own word. I only had one prepared for this. Charlie, since you were the first to push overtime, you go first. Your word is property.
Property.
That's correct.
I know.
Okay. Sam, you're up next here. Your word is preposterous.
Oh.
Oh, shit. P-E-R-P-O-S-T-E-R-O-U-S.
Are you typing this in your phone or something? That's
no,
right.
I just wrote it up.
Dang.
I think it's going to be the first spelling bee we ever ended in a tie. That's kind of lame. All right. I got a good one.
Give me one word. If I get this right, I win. If I get it wrong, Sam wins.
Yeah, I like that. I actually agree with the rules, and I'm the ref, so. Your one word. Charlie, are you ready?
Yep.
Your one word is children.
C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N. Thank you for the win.
Oh! And Sam Carlson is the first loser of the Charlie and me spelling bee.
I've never won a spelling competition in my life, Sam. How does it feel to be the first loser?
I didn't spell a word wrong. I feel slightly cheated.
We spelled the exact same number of words right, but I spelled them quicker, so I win.
Yep, something like that.
Yep.
You spelled prerequisite wrong.
Yep, but I got that overtime question right.
But I got it right. Well,
I don't see any. I think I won.
Yeah. I just make the rules. I don't enforce them. So.
All right. Thanks, Sam, for checking in with us. Be sure to check out our podcast on what, Grant?
What? Oh, charlieandme.org. Bought the domain today.
charlieandme.org.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We'll check in with you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.
All right. That was the friendly update with Sam Carlson. It was that was fun. First time Charlie's ever won a spelling bee. Congratulations.
In my life.
How's
it? Never even.
How did that feel good?
I don't know if I'm gonna go to sleep now. I'm so.
Yeah. I was concerned. Damn. We're filming us a little late for Charlie. He's got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
I had late dinner plans. You know, tough life, right?
Game in life.
No. I felt bad, but now I don't feel as bad because you're not going to sleep anyway. So
no.
So that was great. That was great. We do have an official sponsor of the podcast, Mike Mahoney. We don't actually accept sponsorships at this point, so just buy Mike a beer. If you ever see Mike Mahoney out at the bar, just buy him a beer. Yeah, so that was that. Charlie.
Yup.
You ready to explain cycling to us today in 90 seconds?
I am.
All right.
I am ready.
You give me 1 second, and I will and I'll pull it up here so I can get it going. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, I'm going to explain Grand Tour racing for you, okay? Grand Tour racing, you have about like 17 teams enter the race. Each team is broken up into one of three categories. They go for stage wins, they go for general classification, or they go for sprint win or sprinting. There's like 21 stages per race, and there's 9 riders per team, and 8 of those riders are all there for one guy on their team, either a sprinter or a general classification rider. And these teams are set up to support them. The sport riders go get food for them, they get drinks for them, while the general classification rider or sprinter tries to take the easiest route by drafting behind the wheels of the other riders. Now, a typical stage is usually around 120 kilometers to about 200 kilometers long. For you American folk, you know, around 100 miles a day. So they're really long. They take about 4 to 5 hours. And there's mountain stages and flat stages. The mountain stages, they go up about 4 or 5 climbs, and these climbs take about 45 minutes to an hour apiece. That's how you win the overall race, usually, is being the best climber. And there's also time trial stages, and this is where you just race against the clock. So it's just one person at a time, and this requires a lot more strength than what usually climbers have. So the overall rider, best overall rider, is usually the hybrid between the best climber and best time trialist. Sprint stages are usually led out by your teammates getting a long line called the train, usually 4 or 5 riders long, and they break the wind for you so you can draft behind them and you can do an all-out sprint. And it's usually the last like 5 kilometers they're going all out, going a kilometer a minute, trying to reach the finish line. And there's five different jerseys. There's a polka dot jersey, the yellow jersey, Rung Riders jersey, which is white, and the points jersey. Actually, there's only four jerseys. Whoops. And so sprint for the points jersey and figure out the rest. And I'm getting bad at this.
I think you picked a tough one that time. But, yeah, so if you want to learn more about bikes, just look it up online. Charlie can't explain it anymore.
Moving on.
That was a tough one. I'm impressed that you took that one a try.
I like to challenge myself. In my head, all these sports seem easy.
When I challenge myself, I have to stare at that clock and add 90 seconds to find when it'll end. I do that every time. I stare at the clock. I'm like, what's 90 seconds from now? Okay, go. I think I lost it that time, but it was about right. So, congratulations. That was cycling. Charlie Sports 90. It was fun. It was fun. We're gonna close it out here. As you know, Charlie and I are big Cubs fans. We feel for the loss of Jake Arrieta, though. We're excited for his future. I think the Phillies are probably a good spot for him.
He brought so much to the city, so much to the team.
He brought a lot to the cities. The city. He brought a championship to the city. Unreal.
Two no-hitters.
Anyway, on that note, I'm going to do a reading of his goodbye letter for everyone to listen to. Whether you like it or not, you're going to hear me speak Jake Arrieta's goodbye letter. If I can zoom this in a little bit. All right, here we go. In the midst of what felt like never-ending adversity and failure, I was traded to the Chicago Cubs on July 2, 2013. This day was the beginning of 4.5-year stretch that would have forever changed our lives. On the verge, of walking away from the game I loved dearly, Theo called, and the transformation began. I looked at myself in the mirror, as well as my 2-year-old son and my pregnant wife, knowing in my heart that everything was about to change. Chicago was our home and will forever be a special place for my entire family. We raised our children in Wrigleyville, one of the most iconic places in all of sports. Going to work every day was an honor for many reasons, from the storied history of the organization to the high character individuals I was surrounded by year after year. 3 consecutive NLC appearances, 2 NL titles, central titles, and a World Series championship. The first in 108 years. Childhood dreams turned reality thanks to so many amazing people all holding one another to a very high standard. I send my gracious thanks to the Ricketts family and the front office for their commitment to winning at any cost. Going the extra mile to take care of our families was never taken for granted. I was lucky to have dedicated teammates that willingly shed blood, sweat, and tears to achieve our goals. Which one do you think cried? I will miss going to battle with all of you, but look forward to competing on opposite sides moving forward. Lastly, thank you to Cubs fans. Oh, thanks, man. All around the world for standing with us and investing in us when times were tough. You will all be missed dearly. Thanks for the memories. 49. If you're not crying, I don't even know. I actually do wonder who was the guy that was crying. Blood, sweat, and tears. It's not just a saying. Who was the guy who was crying doing that?
What a guy.
I don't know.
Thanks, Jake, for the memories.
Anyway, it's been great. We'll be back to our normal schedule on Tuesday. This was a little haphazard of a podcast, but it was fun. And we'll definitely see you on Tuesday.
Deuces.